One of the big headlines out of the State of the Union address last night was President Obama calling for a new moonshot to end cancer. And the president said he was putting Vice President Joe Biden in charge of the national initiative. Biden lost his son, Beau, to cancer last year.
And because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. What do you say, Joe?
Joining us now is Dr. Ronald DePino, president of one of the world's leading cancer centers, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Dr. DePino, welcome back to Here and Now. And let me start by asking you what you thought about the president's call for this moonshot to end cancer.
Well, this is a tremendous advance. This is a very exciting time in the history of the cancer field. This is the golden era of cancer research, where actionable knowledge and very enabling technologies have enabled us to make a decisive assault on the cancer problem. It is terrific for cancer patients here and around the world that the White House is making this a national priority.
But what can we be doing in cancer research that is not already being done by you and others?
Well, I would say that we have to do a much better job in applying this transformational knowledge into clinical endpoints that make a difference for our patients. For example, up to 50% of cancers can be prevented. We know what the instigators are. We need policy, education, and scalable services to be able to make that a reality. We have lots of promising early biomarkers to detect cancer much earlier, yet very few of them are in clinical practice. And we have tremendous knowledge of how, for example, the immune system works and how to reawaken the immune system more effectively so that we can take care of patients with advanced disease and produce curative results. So lots of actionable information, but we need to act on that information, which is precisely what we've done here at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in the Cancer Moonshot Initiative that we launched in 2012.
And do you think that where we'll end up is a place where more people are relying on immunotherapy, which Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, said that he just had some success with that, as opposed to chemotherapy, radiation, and the other treatments that many cancer patients have?
Well, cancer progress is going to be made across three major fronts, but I agree with you that the advances in immunotherapy are truly practice-changing. That's the biggest advance in therapeutics in a generation. And we have to thank Jim Allison for his pioneering work in understanding how to reawaken the immune system to fight cancer and advanced disease. But just as important is we need a Normandy invasion across the cancer care continuum. Up to 50% of cancers can be prevented. And so we need concerted efforts to try to harness that knowledge into preventive strategies that can dramatically reduce cancer mortality in the years ahead, and folks won't even get it in the first place. In addition, making a very strong effort in the early detection of cancer, the development of a simple and inexpensive blood test that can catch cancer at its most early, curable stages would have a profound impact on cancer mortality, reduce pain and suffering tremendously. So you need to fire across the entire beachfront of prevention, early detection, and harnessing the power of the immune system in treatment, but also our knowledge of the genome and targeted therapies for cancer.
How far away are we, though, for a cure for cancer for people who are in an advanced stage?
Well, we're already seeing progress. So just in the last 2 years, our Moonshots Initiative has launched 175 different clinical trials in immunotherapy across many different cancers. And that has led to a good fraction of patients having durable responses, which we believe are going to last. These are individuals with advanced disease. Take, for example, melanoma, which was a death sentence in advanced stages only a few years ago. And now the majority of patients that are receiving a combination of immunotherapy drugs are seeing lasting results with no evidence of disease years out. So, and now we're beginning to see signal of activity, similar results in lung cancer, some colon cancers, bladder cancer, head and neck cancer. These are truly major advances that clearly are teaching us that the tremendous knowledge that's been generated as a result of support of the NIH over the last 50 years is now being converted into life-saving therapies that are making an impact for patients around the world.
That's Dr. Ronald DePino, the president of the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Dr. DePino, thank you so much.
My pleasure.